For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Patrick Kitzman is associate professor in the Division of Physical Therapy at the University of Kentucky. Pat, I understand there is a new grant for vocational rehabilitation for a project to recycle and reuse medical equipment in Appalachia. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Thank you for having me. The project is called Project CARAT, and it stands for Coordinating and Assisting the Reuse of Assistive Technology. And this is a collaboration between the Kentucky Office of Vocational Rehab, the Bluegrass Technology Center, the Kentucky Appalachian Rural Rehabilitation Network, and the Kentucky Assistive Technology Services Network. And the idea is to help provide used assistive technology and durable medical goods, which is wheelchairs, walkers, canes, to bring these items in. After they have been used, we will refurbish them. We will do whatever kind of fixing up that we need to do. And the idea is to get it back to the people who desperately need these and are not able to afford them.
It would seem to me intuitively, and please tell me if I'm wrong, that there's probably a huge amount of this equipment out there languishing perhaps in closets or corners of rooms and places where it could easily, well, perhaps not easily be gotten to, but easily be reused again.
Absolutely correct on that. And the funny thing is we haven't really officially gone public with this, and we are already getting durable medical goods companies and other companies approaching us to say, we have this equipment, we'd like to donate it, or how do we get our hands on this? So there is a great need for it, and we're finding that especially in the rural communities, people, when they're done with it and they don't know what to do with this equipment, tend to just throw it out. So the scrapyards get it before we can. So we know that there is a high demand for it, and we also know that there is a lot of it out there in the communities. And what we are trying to do is more efficiently network throughout the community so that we can find this equipment, obtain it, refurbish it, and get it to the people in need.
I'm speaking with Dr. Pat Kitzman, associate professor in the Division of Physical Therapy at the University of Kentucky. And, Pat, we're talking about durable medical goods like, again, wheelchairs, crutches, that sort of thing, things that perhaps a patient might use in a limited fashion for a few days, few weeks, month or two, and then all of a sudden it becomes, in certain people's minds, waste. But what this grant is allowing you to do is to recycle, reuse this, and turn it from something that would fill up a landfill to something that could truly help somebody.
That is correct. And actually, some of our first donations have actually been used hospital beds, which are very expensive. And once the person doesn't need it anymore, if they unfortunately have passed away, the family members don't know what to do with them. And we have a lot of individuals who could use this, especially with a lot of the populations that we are involved with working, people who've had stroke, people with spinal cord injury, people with a significant brain injury that will be needing this equipment over long periods of time, or one of our partners, Bluegrass Technology Center, is very focused on helping children. And as children grow, they need new equipment that is better suited to their sizes. So there's a whole spectrum of individuals that hopefully we can benefit with this particular project.
And, Pat, where are these grants coming from? Who is funding this?
This particular grant is funded through the Health Resources and Services Administration, also known as HRSA, which is a federal grant. And they're going to fund us for the next 3 years to demonstrate its efficacy and then to expand it out. The whole purpose is once we get rolling and we have the network put into place, it should be self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm. And then after this grant runs out or you know, is over, are there plans in the works to try to continue it through other funding sources?
Oh, absolutely. Being a researcher by training, we are always looking for grant dollars and that. And luckily, most of the federal agencies, this is really where they want to put their money. They want to really translate information and services and really be able to see, can we get it to work in, quote, the real world? Mm-hmm. Another aspect I really love about this particular project is we have also built in what we call a service learning component to it, in which we have students from several of the programs will learn about assistive technology that will be involved with the refurbishing of it, the promoting of it, and helping to get it back out into the community. So it promotes a sense of advocacy for the students. And some of the groups that will be involved with this will be the PT students, especially our PT students that are based at the Center for Excellence in Rural Health and Hazard.
That's physical therapy.
And that's physical therapy. We also have the Bridges to Success students, also based out in Hazard, as well as the students that are going through the program at the Carl D. Perkins Training Center out in Thelma. So they will learn a skill set, and as part of the PT program, this is skill sets that our students really should have. When you go on home health visits, you're always repairing something. And they will learn a little more about what is available for their clients, because we just don't have enough time to really cover all the different kind of really cool assistive technology out there. And it really helps to instill the fact that our students have a advocacy role, and that part of what they should be doing as professionals is helping those who just can't help themselves.
And advocating always for one's patient.
Absolutely.
And, Pat, is there a website or other resource where interested listeners can go to learn more about this program?
Absolutely. We have set up a website for Project Carrot, and it is at www.projectcarrot.org.
And that's C-A-R-A-T.
It's C-A-R-A-T, correct. Yes. And we also have a toll-free number, which is 1-800-209-7767.
Dr. Pat Kitzman, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.